Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
I have jock itch. Can my girlfriend get it if we have unprotected sex or if she gives me oral sex?
Jock itch is a term commonly used to describe a fungal infection called tinea cruris. See why it's called jock itch now? Not only is it a more descriptive term, but it's easier to remember and to pronounce. Jock itch is not normally considered a sexually transmissible infection, or STI. However, just because it's not commonly grouped in the family of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and herpes, doesn't mean that it can't be transmitted during sex. The fungus that causes jock itch can absolutely be transferred during sex, though it isn't always. In some research, sex workers have been found to have higher rates of jock itch, which is more typically seen among men and only rarely among women. It's more easily transmitted during sexual intercourse, vaginal sex, or anal sex, because of how close two people's groins get, and jock itch tends to live in the area of a man's groin. Wearing a condom does not prevent the transmission of jock itch. The best course of action is to get treated and get better before having oral, vaginal, or anal sex. Even handjobs pose a potential risk of infection if your partner were to then touch her own genitals. The risk of transmitting jock itch during sex is often considered low to moderate, but it's still a risk. At the very least, it's important to talk with your partner about having jock itch so that she can make an informed decision about how she wants to adjust sex together in the meantime. The fungus can even be harbored in sheets and towels. So until your infection is cleared, it's a wise idea to steer clear of sharing bath towels, clothes, or even sleeping naked together in bed, lest your partner run the low but real risk of becoming infected. The good news is that jock itch is curable. You can also take steps to reduce the risk of getting it again by toweling off well after your shower, wearing clean clothes to work out in rather than reusing the same sweaty clothes from a previous workout, and putting socks on before stepping into your underwear. The latter is because fungus can be transferred from a man's bare feet to his groin as he steps through the leg holes of his underwear. Finally, you absolutely get bonus points for being a smart, caring, attentive partner. Not everyone would think to ask such a question, so good for you for being considerate about your partner's sexual health.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
I'm being treated for genital warts. I've read a lot about it on the internet, and plenty of sites say, try to avoid getting HPV. But what do you do when you have it? I plan to tell potential partners about my warts, but I worry that any potential relationship is going to be over right there. What do I do now to have a romantic life?
You're absolutely right. The try not to get HPV messages only go so far when you already have HPV. And guess what? Most sexually active women and men have already had or have been exposed to HPV. Many just don't know it. Some studies suggest that as many as 60 to 80% of sexually active women and men have been exposed to at least one strain of HPV, making it by far the most common sexually transmissible infection, or STI. Most people's bodies don't experience problems related to HPV, but some people do. Some women may develop cervical changes, which show up in abnormal pap test results, and some women and men may develop genital warts. Usually, people's immune systems kick in at some point and fight the viral infection. Fortunately, that means that most women who have cervical changes will get better and will not get cervical cancer. That also means that most women and men who have visible warts will generally get fewer warts and fewer outbreaks of warts over time. Though there are more than 100 strains of HPV, only a few are linked to genital warts. Good for you for being sexually responsible and planning to tell future partners. You also might consider telling your present or past partners if you haven't already. HPV can be a frustrating issue for many women who are interested in men. That's because right now we don't have any standard HPV testing available to men. As a result, many men think that they don't have HPV when in fact they might. They just can't be tested for it. As such, women who know that they have HPV sometimes worry how men will react. When you tell your future potential partners about your genital warts, try to gently educate them about the issue and how just because no one's ever told them that they have had HPV doesn't mean that they don't have it or that they can't get it. Researchers are working to develop better testing for men, and hopefully that will help to open the dialogue about HPV among women and men. Although it may feel scary to talk about STIs with future relationship partners, it's important to remember just how many women and men are affected by HPV, and that in fact many women and men are kind, caring, and accepting of the news that the person they like has an STI. Far from your relationship or sex life potential being over, I'd encourage you to look at it as a challenge or something that necessitates careful and open communication with a partner, but nothing that has to prevent you from having fulfilling relationships in the future. You also might ask your healthcare provider for more information about Gardasil, the HPV vaccine that protects against 4 strains of HPV, including those that are linked to cervical problems.
Dr. Debbie Herbenik is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.